This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red Dye. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the Neanderthal. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Yeah. This is what we're doing tonight. It's the vibe. You in that mood yet?
I'm connected to the truth, so everything's gone real smooth. Ooh, I don't know about you, but for me, everything is real smooth. Yeah, I speak the language.
Smooth talking. Smooth talking.
Yeah,
I speak the language. Smooth talk. Hey, yo, my man says, what's a hater? I haven't met one. I just beat the game, you think the refs won. I'm trying to fuck a model, so I text one. This life is a blessed one. Gave the world so much, now it's my turn to get some. Damn, Russ. I fucks with that. I feel like I can relate. But anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I must start the way I always do, by thanking you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings, whatever it is we do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. For real. Anyway, yeah, like this, I don't know. I'm in a smooth type mood. I'll pause, whatever. I don't know if that's a pause worthy thing. I've been accused of not understanding the pause game for whatever reason. So I don't know what I'm doing, but I felt it necessary to say it there. But anyway, I'm in that type of mood right now. I got some things I want to talk about. I'm talking about myself again, like my favorite topic, but you know, we're going to get to that. First, we got to do what we always do, the Chef Elise Report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am. And we have an interesting Chef Elise Report this week. So I told y'all the struggles of a black dad. My little girl let me know that she had a crush on somebody at 7 in the second grade. Like, this is just so unnecessary. But I was proud that, you know, she felt comfortable enough with me to talk about it. And she told me she had this crush on the dude. And we had a brief conversation about him. Turns out there's another girl that also has a crush on him or is in love with him. Because apparently it's gone beyond the crush stage to full on in love. You know, I can't judge. It is what it is. But and then the little dude was like, you know, he's happy because now he gets to have two girlfriends. So he's on my shit list to begin with. But I knew that there was a birthday party coming up and that my daughter had talked about the birthday party almost as if it was a date. It's not his birthday, somebody else's birthday, but he was going to be there and I guess they was going to meet up there and it was going to be a whole date. 7 years old. Remember that? Like 7 fucking years old talking about she got a crush on a dude, she in a polyamorous relationship, he got two girlfriends and they going on a date. Fucking retarded. Anyway, so the birthday party was Sunday. And, you know, I took her out there. I had already gotten a picture of the little dude. And so, you know, I guess I kind of knew what to expect. And we get there. And I'm going to give him the little bit of props that I can give him. Like, he was very attentive. I think his other girlfriend wasn't there. So he just had at least to pay attention to. And he played his position. He played his role. Like, he was very attentive. He talked to her and engaged her and they played games and everything. They was having a grand old time. I'm still not impressed. You know, whatever. You're not good enough for my little girl. I don't care what you do. But he didn't give me a full-on immediate reason to just hate on him. And I was looking for it. And he, you know, he was maybe smart enough to know not to do that. And so right when I got into like a comfort zone with, they just chilling over there. It's 7-year-olds, it's second grade, like, relax, don't worry about it. I'm talking to her mom, and we complaining about all the other kids running around. It was a little kid, they just had pizza, they was farting and stuff. They just drive by, crop dusting everybody, you know, the room is starting to smell like kid farts. I don't even know a polite way to say that. It was horrible. And we having a conversation about that. I'm also talking about the cake, because for those of you who don't know, that's the only reason I attend these birthday parties, is for the birthday cake. And I live around these bougie ass people who seem to think at a child's birthday party, what you should do is get some sort of weird hippie ass cake that's like vegan or flourless or gluten free or something, with strawberry compote and pineapple blueberry buttercream. They be doing too much, but these people, they handled it well. So I'm gonna give them their shout out. Store bought HEB cake. It was chocolate with whatever kind of icing. I don't know. It was cool. I was fucking with the cake, you know. So I was in a good mood. I was in a good fucking place. And in the middle of me enjoying my cake and talking about kid farts, I look up, and this little motherfucker has my daughter under the table. Like, we're in a room, and everybody's playing. All the other kids is playing, running around, doing whatever little dumb shit they was doing. These two motherfuckers is under the table, sitting there. Now, they just playing. They're not doing anything crazy, but they under the fucking table. And when I tell you the effort it took not to spaz and just flip the fucking table and start snatching people up, like, it took a lot. But I yelled so that she heard me. I don't think I startled anybody, but I yelled loud enough so that she heard me. And I just motioned to her, like, if you don't get your skinny black ass from under that table, like, it's going to be a problem. I think by that point, her mom had peeped it too. And she was like, yeah, you little dude. I wanted to call him a nigga, but he not a nigga. But she was like, yeah, you little dude, you need to come from under there too. I'm not ready for this, people. I'm just at 7 and you already under the table with dudes. Like, this is not what the starting point was supposed to be. You're not supposed to start here. Like, you're supposed to start with real innocent dumb shit or something, whatever. And then at some point, I don't know, teen, preteen, high school, something, now you behind the bleachers and you're doing all this dumb shit that you're not supposed to be doing. And I don't want that to happen, but at that point, I expect it, you know, it's still going to be hell to pay. But if we at under the table at 7, what the fuck are we going to be doing by high school? And these are the fears and the concerns of a girl dad. What is going on? And I can't, like, spaz too much, because if I make it seem like I'm upset, or it's like, I will drive her away. I'll push her away, and if she won't talk to me about stuff, if she won't be comfortable letting me in, or, you know, pause on whatever it is going on with her. So I can't do that. I can't do that. But I think any dad in here knows what I wanted to do, you know, would have required bail money. It's why are y'all under the table? Nobody else is under the table. It's not like y'all having a whole kid clubhouse under the table. It's just you and this little boy under the tape. Y'all pray for me. Y'all please pray for me, because I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to be a good dude. I'm trying to be an understanding father. She's not making it easy. She's not making it easy. I don't know if it was this little boy's fault or not. I feel like he bringing the bad out of my, because she's a pure, innocent angel. And he got her under this table. It had to be his fault. He don't seem like he got it in him to make them kind of moves, but I'm putting it on him. Pause. Fuck the pause game, for real. I'm not doing it no more. Anyway, I'm just saying. In other news, I think her mom and I have also decided that this is her last season of soccer. Elise doesn't know it's her last season of soccer, but this is it. We're not doing this no more. They're at the age where it's competitive now. They got positions. They got a goalie. We're supposed to be keeping score now. And, like, you got to sit there and listen to other parents be mad at your child not realizing that that's your kid that they're talking about. And you can't defend them because they right. They're like, God damn, what is she doing? Are you paying attention? No, she's not paying attention. I don't even know why you're asking. Clearly, she's not paying attention. But I understand your stress. I understand why it bothers you. It bothers me, too. But that's my little girl. I just wanted her to get some fresh air. And I don't know. Learn to be a teammate. I'm not sure she's good at that either. But then she definitely is not built for team sports. We got to find some sort of solo thing. Somebody brought up cheerleading, but if she already under the table, I just feel like cheerleading is also the wrong direction. So if you got suggestions, please send them to me, flan@whatistws.com, or hit me up on any of the social medias, whatistws. You can find me wherever. But y'all pray for me. I'm trying. I swear to God, I'm trying. And I thought I had more time. I thought I had more time. That's the Sheffy Leach Report.
Out of Pepe.
I'm still proud to be. It's fucking stressing me, though. Anyway, all right, so to get to the topic of today's episode, I started with that clip. I think I decided I was going to play that clip before I knew what the fuck I was going to talk about. I tell y'all all the time, like these days, the day comes where it's the last day for me to record something, man. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. And then usually some flash inspiration comes. At this time, it was, you know, a good friend, you know, somebody I love very much, that suggested something I should talk about. And then I had some events that transpired that made it seem like, yeah, this should be the thing. I just want to say to people, because I've talked about like the Bruce Banner thing and the dichotomy of being Carlton over here and then being, you know, feared over there. Like, I've talked about that. Like, I am all of those things. It got to the point now where people would see me on different shows and see me around different people. And sometimes there's the question of, who are you for real? Because the two people seem that different. I've also been accused of like being fake. I've gotten that some recently. Like you fake, you pretend to fuck with people, but you really don't fuck with them and all that kind of stuff. And I just want to clear up some of that. I also think that there's some places where people have assumed incorrectly about who I am because of how I behave in those spaces. And I want to clear up some of that. And this is just for content, because I really don't give a fuck. Like, I really don't care that much. I've gotten to a point where my character means more to me than my reputation. I don't put a lot of energy in trying to control what it is you think about me or how you perceive me. I know that's a losing battle. That's only going to drive me crazy and put me in spaces that I don't want to be in. But I felt like the conversation might be good content and maybe it'll help somebody else. I'm a multifaceted person. Like, I've had enough varied experiences in my life that I know how to adjust to whatever situation that I'm in. But all of these things are me. Depending on who you are and depending on the energy that you present, you know, you may get a different version of the same person. But that one person is capable of all of those things. It's not a departure from one. I'm not taking off one mask and putting on another and pretending to be two different things. They're the same person. It's just this situation didn't require that, and this situation does. You know, I'm a nice guy. I prefer peace. I spent a lot of my life creating chaos and living in that chaos and probably feeling more comfortable in that chaos, not knowing how to deal with things being peaceful because I was used to things being chaotic. I preferred to be in situations where I had to worry about something, because if I didn't have something to worry about, then what the fuck else was I going to think about? I didn't know what to do. So I would create some of that. But these days, I've gotten to a place where I'm happy. I'm happy and I'm at peace. And I prefer to maintain that peace. And so even when you are inviting me to a space that's chaotic, I'm not always going to accept the invitation. I'm not always just going to go there with you because that's where you want to go. It does not mean that I'm not capable of operating in chaos. It does not mean that there is not a point that we can reach within now, I want, you know, yeah, let's go. Now, the reason I avoid it most of the time is because I don't have an off switch. So this is something I know about myself. I know that my anger, you know, is one direction. Like, you get me angry, and then we all gonna have to wait for me to stop being angry. Me and myself included. There's many a times where I'm like, I don't even want to be pissed off about this no more, but it's like beyond my control. So I'm very slow to anger. I'm very slow to engage in them situations because I know I'm going to go further than you want to go. And when you're done, when you want to stop, nah, I don't want to stop. I want this to play out all the way. It gets to a point where I want violence. And because I know that that's me, and I don't really want to be back in those chaotic situations, I try to avoid it. I try to just piece it up all the time and be cool and let things roll off roll off your back, whatever. The duck in the water, all that weird metaphors and stuff. Like I really try to be that person. And that's not for you, that's for me. I don't want to be upset. And I'm not going to allow you to do that to me. But I think people have taken that to believe that I'm not capable of being upset, or I don't get upset, or maybe I'm afraid of being upset, or I'm afraid of lashing out. I'm not afraid of lashing out because of you. I'm afraid of lashing out for me. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to be that person again. One of the dopest things that happens to me these days is that when I do have one of these episodes where I flip out or I spaz out or I reciprocate the energy that's coming my way, you know, people are usually shocked. And then people, you know, I've even heard people say, you know, talking to you and being around you and seeing you, you wouldn't think you've gone through some of the things that you've gone through. And that's a compliment to me. It's a compliment to me that I'm not wearing that and I'm not just living that because that's been my experience. I get to be somebody else today, and I get to be a person that people don't even expect, you know, this kind of behavior from. It's not always been the case. I've been a person where people were nervous about me being around because you don't know what's going to happen when Flan is around. And so to be a person now where people get shocked when something go, and nothing has even gone to like DEFCON 5 yet, but when they just see my voice raise or my temperament change, it's like, oh, that's not what he does. And so, and I'm proud of that. And so I work very hard to try to maintain that. But like I said, don't let the smooth taste fool you. Like I'm not all kumbaya and smiles and all of that. And sometimes it weighs on me a lot. Luckily for me, you know, I have people in my life, you know, the woman that I just recently met that, you know, I'm in love with. I get to talk to her a lot of times about like how I really feel about a situation. And I'm not sharing those feelings with you if you're the person that, you know, put me in that space because I'm being fake. It's because there is no reason. One, and here's the sad truth, you probably don't matter enough to me. If you matter to me, then maintaining the relationship or fixing something so that we can be cool, then I'll have that conversation. We'll have that conversation. If you are inconsequential to my everyday life, if your involvement does not benefit me, and if your absence does not hurt me, then there is no reason for me to have that conversation. There's no reason for me to engage in that conflict with you. It's for what? So sometimes I got people around me that I can vent to, that I can get it. I can let them know that this is like, I'm approaching DEFCON 5 and I'm not trying to go there. So I just need to get this. I can't say get the evil out no more. I need to get these negative emotions out. And if you watch me, like if you ever been around me, you know, I wear a lot of beads and I wear hamsas and I wear crosses and all of it is like me trying to block negative energy. Like so much of what I do is around like trying to block negative energy. I've been in so many dark places and just lived and fed off anger for so long that I just refuse to do it. And I wear stuff and I practice things in my life every day that have something to do with just trying to keep negative energy away from me or be able to let it go when it comes my way. And so I don't care, first of all. But yeah, I think that people have gotten it a little confused with me that, you know, I'm just, because I want to remain peaceful, that I don't know. I think people see avoiding conflict as like a weakness. And I'm cool if that's the way you see it. But the reality of the case for me is avoiding conflict is just maintaining my peace. If you're not worth me losing my peace, then I'm not doing it. I'm not going there, no matter what. And man, there are so many parts of me that people just don't really know. I'm a very petty person. I've talked about that. And I can be immensely mean-spirited. Most of the time, if I don't have a comeback for you, or if I don't say something to you when you try to purposely insult me, it's because I don't want to hurt your feelings. And what I'm going to say is going to cause irreparable damage. We will never be cool again. And it ain't even about us being cool again, but you will be hurt. And I don't really want to hurt you. I don't really want to hurt you. You haven't wounded me in a way that I feel like I need to hurt you. And you can't wound me in that way because I don't care. But a lot of people take I don't care for... I mean, it sounds bad, and I guess it is bad, but I think people think I should care about stuff more than I do, and I just don't. I just don't. But I respond to situations appropriately in my mind. You know, wherever you put me, I can work. Wherever I am, I can work. I can be around people. We can have intellectual conversations. We can have debates. We can disagree without disrespect. You know, we can piece it up over music. We can have fun. We can laugh. We can tell jokes. We can trade disses. Whatever it is you want to do, I can do that. And that's all a part of me. You just get whatever part suits the conversation. I'm not switching up. I'm just being what the situation requires. And but it's all me. And you add it all up. And if you're ever around me personally in a situation where I am completely me, you'll see it all at the same time. And I don't know, man. I'm just like right now, things are going so well for me. I'm so grateful for everything that I have. I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I have. I'm so grateful for the people in my life that I'm not willing to fuck it up. You know, just because somebody said something to me that I don't like. So I'm going to let shit go. That is my MO, my modus operandi, whatever. I don't even know if I said that shit right, but it is what it is. But that's where I'm at. And that's why that little boy is still living to this day, because you know, I want peace and I'm trying to see it for what it is. It's 2 7-year-olds just playing with glow sticks under a table. But I swear to God, I swear to God, that was me defeating, you know, what's in me. And I'm not trying to say any of this to be like, nah, I'm really, you know, I'm really crazy or I'm really a gangster or something. Like, I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Because you can't push me that far. You can't. I won't allow it. But I think people have it a little mixed up with me and it's okay. I'm so much more worried about my character than my reputation. That's what keeps me sane. That's what keeps me sober. I know who I am at my core. I know the values and the things that I represent. And the cool thing about my values is they don't require your agreement. And I think if more people believed in what they believe in, you know, to the point where it does not require somebody to agree with you, don't care whether or not somebody disagrees with you or thinks differently, that's fine. If you're willing to accept that, you know, I don't know, man. You know, the song, he said, like, I'm in tune with the truth. Like, I'm connected to the truth. So everything is going real smooth. Like, that's all I'm worried about is getting closer to the truth. And if you have new information that can help me get there, I will, you know, I want that information. If you disagree with me, there's only two ways the conversation is going to end. Either you're going to further, like, cement me in what I believe because I was able to listen to your opposing viewpoint and it did not change anything about the way I feel, or I'm going to give some new information and maybe have to shift my viewpoint slightly to align closer with the truth. But those are the only two possibilities, and I'm cool with both of them. So we can have these conversations, we can have debates, we can do all of that, and none of it requires me losing my cool. But I think people are looking for that, and I don't know what to tell you. I don't have it for you. I don't have it for you. It ain't there. You can stop looking. Or you can look as much as you want to and just be disappointed. You know, it's on you. But I'm good. I'm so good right now. I'm so good. And it's a blessing, man. I appreciate all of y'all for rocking with me, listening to the show. I appreciate the opportunities that I have. Shouts to the League of Kings. We recorded yesterday, had a dope conversation. So please, you know, check out that podcast. Me, Willie from the Think About Us podcast, Big Brother from Big Brother Advice, Joe from Bold Talk by Joe. We get together and chop it up and represent four different men and their views on society and culture or life in general, whatever you want to call it. Opulence Radio was coming back. So the Kiss the Sky Hour is coming back. I get to play. I'm doing 2 hours now. So I get to play all the music that I want to play and share what I love with people that I care about, which is you good folks. I don't know the date and time for any of that, but I know Opulence is coming back starting November 1st. So, you know, keep your ear out. I think music is already playing. Raw Sass is curating those playlists. So you're going to get, you know, your dope mainstream stuff, your underground music. You're going to get stuff that you wouldn't hear practically anywhere else. So you can tune in now and just rock out to some music. But the content is coming starting November 1st. So keep your ear out for it. That means the happy hour is coming back. Can't wait for that. I know Raw Sass and Savagely Humble got a morning show. I've been on there a couple times already. Like, it's going to be a great time. And I'm just surrounded by good people doing dope things. And I'm trying to keep it that way. So just, I'd appreciate it if you let me live. But if you insist, it's nothing here for you. I can't help you. It ain't worth it to me. And I don't mean that as a diss. I just care so much about my peace. It'd be very difficult for you to be important enough to me to interrupt that. And whenever you do, you know, it's not going to come to what you want it to be between me and you. I'm going to go have a conversation with somebody else, somebody I care about, that I trust. I'm going to talk it out. I'm going to clean my side of the street and I'm going to keep moving. That's where I'm at. But that's why it just seems like, you know, everything with me is real smooth. It's all good. It's, you know, it's all good. I got no beef with nobody. I love you all. I love everybody. I just don't care about many of y'all. I just could give a fuck about many of y'all. But I love you. And if it's something I can do to help you, let me know. I gave you the shirt off my back. If I got it and you need it and I can spare it, because I'm not giving away shit I can't spare. But if I got it and you need it and I can spare it, it's yours. No question. But I just wanted to, you know, hopefully this was a decent enough conversation. Maybe it'll mean something to somebody. Maybe it won't. But I wanted to get that off my chest and provide you with another dope episode of the What Is TWS podcast. That's what I do. So yeah, with that being said, appreciate y'all for rocking out with me this far. If you haven't already, hit up the What Is TWS merch store. I'm in the process of getting the hoodies back out. Like I said, the champion merchandise was removed from my vendor. And so I got to change everything over, you know, to a different product line. And I'm in the process of doing that. But hoodie season is on the way. There are some hoodies in there, so you can definitely go cop your hoodies, get ready for the cold weather. It's 90 plus in Austin right now, so fuck you if you are enjoying that chill in the air. I'm still waiting. Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, what is tws.com/store. Hit it up. Get your hoodies. Also, if you want to ask me a question, I like doing the questions episode. If I get enough of them, I may just start answering a question at the end of every episode. But if you want to ask me a question anonymously, because you can always do it via social media, anything like that. But if you want to keep your anonymity, hit up whatistws.com/AMA. Ask me anything. whatistws.com/AMA. You can drop a question in there anonymously. I answer everything. No holds barred. Go ahead and drop your questions and get your answers. I got answers for everything. Yeah, it don't matter. It don't have to be podcast related. It don't have to be about me. Whatever you want to ask, I got answers. I guarantee it. But until we speak again, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, don't let the fucking smooth taste fool you. But I do fucking love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.